I believe that's number 39, right? Number 39 in our hymn books. Precious name, oh how sweet. Let's sing about that wonderful name of Jesus. It is a beautiful name, isn't it? Okay, I like 39. It feels like Christmas this morning. Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's also sing in our white books, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say thy sacred name 1,000 times a day, something like that. Praise God. Say that again, please.
28.
In the white book.
Forgive me if I say,
Let's do it. Lord, help us to say your name 1,000 times today, if we need be. Lord, we just want to keep close to you. We want to pay loving attention to you and all that we do, Lord. And we know that you will, your eyes will be upon us every moment. We praise you this morning, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you for meeting us yesterday. Thank you for helping us through the night, Lord, and now another day to seek your face. Enjoy fellowship with one another, with you. We pray, Lord, that you will show us your glory today in different ways. Help us to see Christ in one another and make us a blessing, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That wonderful name of Jesus. We had a Christmas play this year. It was entitled, What's in a Name? And we talked about the different names that we encounter. I found out that a ship name is a combination of names blended together, like Cordana. Cordana's father's name is Corey, and her mother's name is Daniela. And so they mixed it up and came out with Cordana. Well, that might have been better than Dan Cora. Right? Could have come out that way. She's the only Cordana I know in the whole world. And that's how it is in Canarsie. You know, we have people that come from the islands, and they have names that I've never heard of. There's no more Johns and Franks and Louis and Mary. And so when I forget their name, they look at me like, how could you forget? And I say, well, you're the only Joaquim I ever met, you know. So be patient. Praise God. I was talking to Madison and Kaylee, right? They told me that they named two chipmunks on the... Did you name two chipmunks? What was the name of your chipmunk? Chip and Monk. And your sister had a name for hers? Bon Bon Cottontail. And they went to the library and they were trying to find a book as to how to take care of Chip and Monk and Bon Bon Cottontail. Did you ever find that book? No. You'll have to ask Brother Paul. Maybe he knows. Bethany, come up here. This is the danger of being a preacher's daughter. Now, Bethany, when she was little, she had a squirrel that she named...
Cronus.
The squirrel in our backyard. I don't know how she knew it was the same squirrel all the time, but that was Cronus. And then she had an imaginary friend.
She.
It was a she?
I think so.
And what was her name?
Eggie.
Thank you. Eggie. You know, we named funny things. As a matter of fact, I named funny things too. I named the holes in my belt this morning. I still need you. And, you know, the last hole is kind of tight on me. My wife's been doing something to shrink my clothes, I think. I don't know. So the last hole's a little uncomfortable. And that one I named, talking to the mic.
Which one?
Number one. Only?
Only to be what he wants me to be.
That one's called Only to Be What He Wants Me to Be. You know, the Holy Spirit sometimes makes me a little uncomfortable the way I am to help me to become what Jesus wants me to be.
Amen.
Okay? Now, I found a way to get around that. And so I moved to the next hole. And that one's called...
It all depends how you interpret that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're a little convicted about something, and then you think, well, you know, there's different ways to interpret that, so maybe I'm not wrong. And then if you can't handle that, we move on to the next one, and that says...
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. You know, you admit that, you know, it might not be right, but it's not that bad. And then I moved on to number four, which was...
Everybody is doing it.
Everybody's doing it. So that made me feel pretty comfortable then. And then I came to the end of my belt, and that's called...
Welcome to the 21st century.
Welcome to the 21st century. You know, we do funny things with conviction, but we really need the conviction of the Holy Spirit, don't we? Excuse me. I've never done this publicly before. Okay. Welcome to the 21st century. That's the worst one of all. That leaves a lot of room. My pants were getting tighter, and then Lily goes shopping and she buys these shirts with the bump here in the middle. Tell her to shop somewhere else, but she keeps coming back with these shirts. And, you know, I work with Sebastian Flincieri. We work at BJ as a part-time job, and sometimes we work together. And when we take our break, he says, well, what do you want to eat? And I said, well, I don't want pizza because I'm going to camp. And what does that mean? Well, I'm going to sit in front of all these people, stand in front of all these people, and if I'm really overweight, I'm going to feel uncomfortable. Well, I didn't do too well this year, as you can see. And so that's our joke now. Sebastian, you want a cookie? No, I'm going to camp. I remember one time, all the pants I had were tight. And I was uncomfortable. And when they're tight, you just feel uncomfortable all day. And so I tried to diet. That was hard. Then I found out, if you buy a bigger pair of pants, you get rid of that uncomfortable feeling. You even look better. You look in the mirror and you look thinner. Because you feel better. So that's what I did. I bought a bigger pair of pants. But the problem with that is after a while you need a bigger pair of pants, right? If you live that way. Or you need to let out the belt more and more and more. And we do that spiritually, don't we? The Holy Spirit makes us uncomfortable. We need that conviction. I don't like when people can come into church, not living right, and feel comfortable there. And leave just the way they came in. And we pray, God, we need the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I can preach about this and I can touch upon that. But, well, that's all the way you interpret it, Brother Kenny. I don't see it that way. Or we look at one another and we say, well, I'm not as bad as that one. They're much worse than I am. It's not that bad. And so the conviction doesn't bother us as much as at first. And then we move on to, I don't remember what it was, but everybody's doing it. Is there anything that everybody is really doing? But we convince ourselves that the things that God is dealing with us about, we can turn a deaf ear to that conviction. And we can convince ourselves that it isn't that bad, everybody's doing it. And that's old-fashioned. We're living in the 21st century now. And the Bible's an old book. And God doesn't expect us to live that way. But, you know, that's to our own detriment. So, the best thing to do is not always the easiest thing to do. But that's to repent. And that's to eat right. Yes. I found thy words and I did eat them, Jeremiah said, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart. The Bible tells us that we need to take in the milk of God's word and the meat of God's word, the bread of heaven. That's our necessary food. And as we feed upon the Word of God. As we don't ignore the conviction or excuse away the conviction or harden our hearts to God's dealing with us, but we search the Word and we look for God to give us help to be what He wants us to be. And we exercise ourselves then unto godliness. That's profitable in all things. Well, that takes a little work. You have to pray. You have to discipline yourself. You have to choose to please the Lord rather than to gratify the flesh. But as we exercise ourselves and we eat right, we find that things begin to fit better in our lives. And we can do the will of God, and it becomes more natural to us. The Bible talks about the divine nature. We are partakers of the divine nature. These exceeding great and precious promises are given to us that we may be partakers of the divine nature. You know, there are a lot of wonderful promises in the Bible. But the Bible says the ones that are exceedingly great and precious are the promises that speak to us about becoming like Jesus. We can be like Him. These are the most precious promises of all. And when the Bible talks about the nature of Christ, I believe God would like to bring us into a place or do something in our lives that it becomes more natural for us to respond as Jesus would. You know, our sinful nature, we all have one, and we do what is natural to our sinful nature. Doesn't take any effort at all. But when we become partakers of His nature, it becomes natural for us to act like Jesus, be like Jesus, love like Jesus. And so, if in any time you're here at camp and you begin to feel a bit uncomfortable, don't loosen the belt. Don't compare yourself to others. But if God's dealing you with something, with you about something, then deal with Him about it. He's doing that because He wants to get you into shape. He wouldn't put His finger on things in your life if He couldn't deliver you from them. And He couldn't replace them with something better, someone better. And so maybe when you're dressing tomorrow morning and you're putting on your belt, you'll remember my little talk about conviction. We heard the story many times. There was a lady in Ridgewood that got up and testified and said, "I've come to church this morning to be corrected." That's a good attitude. Some people don't like that. They want to go to church to just have a happy time and to be told how they're going to prosper and how God has something wonderful for them today. And He does, I'm sure. But we need correction, and we need instruction in righteousness and so on. And so it would be good for us to pray, "Lord, make me more sensitive to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. When I read the Bible, speak to me." One of our ministers said, "God did not give us the Bible to tell us how anyone else is supposed to live. The Bible is here to tell you how to live." You know, I see a lot of people in the Bible when I read it. "Oh, that would be good. I wish they were here to hear that one," and so on. But the Bible's about me and my walk with God, and it's about you and your walk with God. And so let's trust God to do that for us. Amen. I found a great song in here. It's called "I Found a Way Through the Blood," number 7, "Into the Holy Presence of God." Hallelujah. Number 7 in our white book.
Sinner, so what could I say?
We know that you're the only one that can make us what we ought to be. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you work to that end every day. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, them also he did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son. Lord, we know that everything you allow to happen in our lives is first of all for the purpose of conforming us to your image. Oh, there may be other reasons, Lord, why you allow these things to happen. But Lord, the first purpose is to cause us to be partaker of your divine nature, to become more like Jesus, to respond as he would, to be like him. And so we pray that you'll help us to cooperate with you. And as we encounter difficulties along the way, Lord, let our first prayer be, Lord, help me to respond to this the way Jesus would. And we know we're praying according to your will. We know that you hear us, and we know that you will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We have a tournament scheduled for today. And Sister Susan tells me that 15 minutes after service, which would be 10:45, those that would like to participate in the ping pong and the shuffleboard tournaments need to meet down at the boathouse. And that's for people of all ages. So, and then this afternoon, for people of even more than all ages, we'll have Scrabble and checkers. Okay? And I think that's about 1 o'clock. We'll announce that again. Can't be 1 o'clock. It's got to be more like 1:30 or something, right? We'll announce that at lunch. Okay. Okay. And this is one, I hear, this is one of the highlights of family and friends. And so I'll try to be easy on you. Praise God.